everybody, baby. It's a lonely old night, but ain't it all?
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. A source tells ABC that the Potomac River in Washington, D.C. right now is a gruesome scene with a large number of bodies recovered from the water following last night's mid-air collision between an Army Black Hawk helicopter and an American Airlines regional jet.
American Eagle Flight 5342 originated in Wichita 2.5 hours before the crash. It was newly introduced service.
We just celebrated 1 year of that direct flight.
Lily Wu is the mayor of Wichita.
This is truly devastating, something we never expected.
The plane, a Canadair regional jet, is thought to have had 64 people, including 4 crew members on board. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The NTSB is on the scene. Tom Howder is a former investigator.
Early on like this, there's a lot of rumor, a lot of people out there saying things. We need more facts, and now we don't have right yet.
A news conference being held this morning in Washington. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. New projections show Wisconsin's state surplus now stands at $4.3 billion. The Legislative Fiscal Bureau projects tax revenues to be nearly $900 million higher than what the Evers administration had expected in November. That's mainly due to revised estimates for sales tax collections through mid-year. 73 cats were removed from a southeast Wisconsin home. Officials in Grafton deemed that home, which had no water, gas, or electricity, unlivable this week following a welfare check on the resident. The cats have been taken to local shelters and the elderly residents receiving help and medical treatment. And another tech company is announcing plans for an AI data center in Wisconsin. The city of Wisconsin Rapids has announced that Digital Power Optimization is planning a $200 million high-performance AI center. It's unclear how many jobs the DPO project will bring to the city. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Sunshine and warm today with a high in the mid-50s. A mostly cloudy sky tonight, a low near 30, and more sun and in the mid-40s for tomorrow. Some clouds on Saturday, high upper 30s with some snow showers Saturday night. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath & Shower, 800-329-4115. It's 28 degrees right now.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM, 7:04 on Thursday morning. As a reminder, if you want to text a happy birthday wish to Emily, 608-355-9970. Here is Dire Straits on Max FM.
TV.
Hawaiian noises. He's banging on the bongos like a chimpanzee. Oh, that ain't working. That's the way you do it. Get your money for nothing. Get your chicks for free. We got to install a microwave oven. Custom kitchen deliveries. We got to move these refrigerators. We got to move these color TVs. Listen here. Now, that ain't working. That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Money for nothing.
'90s and more. '99.7 Max FM.
Traveling in a fighter combi. Trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady. She made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women go and men blunder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover. I said, do you speak my language? He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich. And he said, I come from a land down under. From Peter's Flow and mentioned her. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. It is 7:12 on Thursday morning. We will touch on the weather and then the breaking news from overnight. Today, sunny, beautiful, a high of 54. What a great day to celebrate a birthday. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 30 degrees. On Friday, mostly sunny, a high of 43. Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high of 36. Sunday, warming up again, mostly sunny with a high of 49 degrees. It is beautiful out there this morning, and like I said, a great day to celebrate a birthday. Emily, we're going to touch a little bit on some breaking news that happened overnight. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Dave. Good morning to you.
Good morning. So, yes, you may have heard it on ABC News as it started this morning, and this happened a little before 8 o'clock Central Time or 8 o'clock our time last night. This is something that we've been keeping tabs on since last evening. Our team has been closely monitoring this situation because this did happen on U.S. soil, unfortunately. A large-scale search is underway after a mid-air collision between an American Airlines passenger jet carrying 64 people and a U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter with three soldiers on board near the Reagan National Airport. And this is just outside of Washington, D.C. American Airlines Flight 5342 was operated by PSA Airlines, was traveling from Wichita, Kansas to Reagan National Airport Wednesday night. The crash occurred as Flight 5342 prepared for landing. The Black Hawk helicopter was on a training flight at the time of the incident, and the video of the incident does show that there was a massive fireball erupting upon impact, and both aircraft crashed into the Potomac River. And audio between the helicopter and air traffic control reveals that communications were relayed seconds before the crash. Now, fatalities have been confirmed with this incident. As of this point in time, there are not any survivors. And the now is considered a recovery mission, and that is what they're working on today. The Reagan National Airport is expected to be closed until at least 10 a.m. our time. And there were skaters on board that were part of the possible Olympic team going forward. They were development from the development squad is what is currently being relayed to us. But we do know that there were figure skaters from the figure skating teams on board. We don't know if this was a U.S. figure skating team or a possible the Russian figure skating team as well. There's some possibilities because they had been in Wichita, Kansas this past week. So that is what we know at this point. There was an unfortunate crash between an airplane and a Black Hawk helicopter, and that happened last night just before 8 o'clock Central Time. They are working on this as a recovery mission, unfortunately. And, you know, when you see something like this, our thoughts and prayers are with everyone that is impacted by this. It is never an easy thing. There's always going to be lots of questions. How did this happen? Why did this happen? And so forth. So we are monitoring this. We will keep an eye on this. This is something that obviously doesn't happen often, and that's a fortunate thing. But when it does, it's definitely a tragic matter, Emily.
Yes, definitely, Dave. This is devastating news. Thank you so much for bringing all the details to light for our listeners. And as Dave said, we will keep tabs on this on our station and throughout Civic Media Radio. So thoughts and prayers go out to the families of the folks that were on those flights.
Yes, they do. And then the other thing we do need to talk about is something that we normally don't talk about in January in Wisconsin. And this is something that was developing yesterday. There was some emergency alerts that went across many phones yesterday afternoon, especially in the Columbia County area, that did go off on some phones in this area. We have warm, dry, and windy conditions that contributed to at least three brush fires near Columbus yesterday. Over 100 firefighters responded to fight these three fires, and they were out there for more than 3 hours Wednesday afternoon. They had fire departments and first responders from around southern Wisconsin, Dane, Dodge, and Columbia County fire departments were all dispatched to these areas. And so first one happened about 11:48. Then there was another one around 12:12 p.m. and another one at 1 p.m. So they have burnt up multiple acres of land, some hay bales and so forth. And basically, what everyone needs to know at this point is simply no outdoor burning. A burning permit is required, and absolutely no burning between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. So it's something unusual for Wisconsin. It's dry out there, and burning is strongly discouraged. You must have a permit if you're going to be doing that, and most likely you will not be doing that because, plain and simple, Emily, I don't remember it being this dry out in January.
I don't either. I mean, we're super happy about the weather report in terms of warmth today, but
right.
The lack of snow is really kind of eerie. I mean, we're not going to complain about the weather today. I'll just put that out there first.
No.
It's going to be warm. It's going to be sunny. It's going to feel like spring. It's going to feel like a time to be outside. But usually with spring and with warm weather like this, you have snow and then it starts to drip, drip, drip. And, you know, you have moisture everywhere. And that's just not the case right now and has not been the case this winter. So it's a really odd set of conditions that make this situation happen. And it's very rare. I don't recall it ever happening before.
Yeah, I mean, it's something. I do know it's been dry. I remember having a tornado warning at this time of year where I actually had to do severe weather coverage before I was with the station full time. It was an oddity to say the least, because I remember all of a sudden getting a message from Corey. He's like, I'm going storm chasing. I'm like, where? South of us, I'm assuming, right? He goes, no. I am going to be storm chasing probably in the Wisconsin area. If you're around and want to help out with severe weather coverage, I'm like, yeah, sure. The last thing I expected was to be talking about tornado warnings at this time of year. And so it does happen. We've obviously had changes to our environment. And with it being this dry, I know there's a lot of people who are like, hey, it's kind of nice not having the snow on the ground. It's actually not a good thing because that means drought conditions persist. And so that's the other concern with this. We do want snow so that we do have that moisture, A, to kind of keep the ground with stuff on it so we don't have fires, and then also so we don't have drought conditions this spring either. So it's definitely weird. I'm looking outside the studio this morning, and I see all this grass out in front of our studio, and it's like, whoa, this is just so weird, you know? And to know
yeah,
we're going to be setting in record temps today.
Well, that's kind of exciting, but also, yeah, when you look at the big picture, you know, we need everything to go as it should be going in this area, because this is an agricultural area. We need things to be, you know, that right mixture in order to be able to have everything grow correctly and have all the conditions be right for the people that live here. So, and the grass in a lot of places is brown, you know, it just doesn't look right. So all of those things aside, it's good to know all the facts. At the same time, it's nice to be in the moment and say, boy, this is nice weather.
Yeah, so and we'll honestly,
can't do about it anyways. You can't change it. So no, might as well enjoy it today.
We have no control over it, you know. And honestly, if I wasn't working on the new studio project, I would be wearing shorts today. I'll be brutally honest with you. But obviously, in the interest of following all of our safety procedures and rules, I will definitely be wearing pants to work today. So, and I'm sure everyone's thankful for that as well, as I just realized how that sounded.
Yeah, we're definitely, yeah. Enough said there. No shorts, but pants on Super Dave. Maybe a cape every now and again. Never know. He might keep that hidden. We're not sure about that either, but it definitely exists. Not sure what color it is. What color do we think Dave's cape is? Does he have an emblem? Does he have some kind of SD for Super Dave written in bright gold on a red cape? That's what I envision. I'm not sure why, but that's what I envision. Especially on the windy days, the warm windy days, flapping in the wind. You know,
that's quite an image.
All these things could be true. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know where I came up with that image. Could be completely true. Inquiring minds want to know, and it's for me to know and y'all to find out, or just ponder and wonder.
Yeah,
that's what we do at the morning show. Ponder and wonder and make you laugh.
Yes, that's what we're here for, right? It is all yes. For your entertainment, you know, and we think we're funny sometimes. I may be funny looking sometimes as well. Oh, my goodness.
We'll take it all with a grain of salt. We'll take it all with a smile. And again, it's so hard not to always talk about the weather in Wisconsin. But if you go outside today, I promise you it'll bring a smile to your face, because it's going to be so warm. What, 53? Is that what I heard?
Yeah, in mid-50s today. Ooh, and I'm wow. Amazed by that.
That's halfway to summer.
Well, exactly.
Seems summer.
Well, and the nice part is it stays, the sun doesn't set until after 5 o'clock too. So we have, it's getting, days are getting longer from a daylight standpoint as well. So that's the other cool part is you'll see that sun out there a little past 5 o'clock tonight. And so that does help as well. You know, you always get to this time of year and it's like, oh, it's the middle of winter and I'm not excited at all about this. But it stays light longer, and that's kind of the nice part about this as well. And to have temps like this, I know one of the golf courses that I usually try to golf at is actually open today. Now, I'm not quite sure how you get the tees in the ground. Yeah, that's the other part. Honestly, I hope the boss isn't listening, but if we weren't doing project work today, I probably would be playing hooky this afternoon and out on the golf course.
Oh my, yeah, I don't know. The ground is still frozen. So, I mean, even if it's warm, it would take a lot of these days in a row to get things in the ground. So, all you golfers out there, thumbs up if you're going to give it a try today. You know, whatever it is that you enjoy doing outdoors, take some time for yourself and give it a try because it's going to be nice.
It will be. And so we're talking sunset today at 5:08 p.m. I mean, that's amazing. And sunrise today is at 7:16. So we had sunrise 7 minutes ago. So it's already getting light longer, which I'm excited about. And when we're talking temps in the 50s and we could hit almost 50 degrees on Sunday again, it's like, all right, get out and enjoy it. There's no football on this weekend either, so there's no excuse not to be outside this weekend.
That is right. That is right. Football does get in the way of people in their outdoor time in the winter, so it's not going to feel like winter, and there's no football, so you might as well go enjoy it.
You might as well. All right, Emily, you will be back with us at 7:40. We're going to be celebrating celebrity birthdays, and we'll also be celebrating local birthdays and anniversaries. I know we have a Max FM celebrity birthday as well. We'll be talking about it at 7:40. So text in 608-355-9970 if you know someone that's celebrating. Emily, you'll be back with me shortly.
Sounds like a plan.
The Morning Show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
Water Street Social Club, one of the area's newest eatery, features craveable appetizers, delicious pasta, pizzas, salads, smash burgers, and so much more. Enjoy your favorite cocktail while munching on a Bavarian pretzel, some delicious roasted Brussels sprouts with bourbon bacon jam, or their famous Water Street deviled eggs. Join them now and plan for next month when you can order from a special menu to share with your special someone on Valentine's Day. Dive into Water Street Social Club at 550 Water Street in Prairie du Sac today.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Imagine walking into your home or office and everything is perfectly in place, calm, organized, and stress-free. How sweet would that be? It is possible and easier than you think with Sweet Sanctuary Services. Casey, your expert organizer, doesn't just clear your clutter. She transforms your space and your energy. From removing unwanted items to using feng shui to bring balance and harmony, you'll feel lighter and more focused. Visit sweetsanctuary.biz today and make life a little sweeter.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 7:31 on Thursday morning, January 30th. If you are celebrating a birthday anniversary or know someone that is, please text those in to us now, 608-355-9970. Or you can text them in via the free Civic Media app. Look for 99.7 Max FM. Tap on Max Mouse, click text, and send us those birthdays and anniversaries. Or if you want to text in a happy birthday wish to Emily, you can also do that. It is her birthday today, our very own celebrity birthday as well. We'll talk all about those at 7:40. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
Shake off the winter blues at the Snow and Glow Wellness Fair on Saturday, February 22nd at the Lavelle Center. Enjoy inspiring keynote speakers on happiness and healthy aging, plus fun breakout sessions that focus on health screenings, pain management, belly dancing, mental health, and more. Explore the Winter Wellness Marketplace and revitalize your mind and body. Tickets, which include a nourishing lunch, are just $35 in advance. Get yours now at thelavellecenter@gmail.com. Join in for a day of inspiration and fun.
At SSM Health, we know it's not always easy to fit a doctor's visit into your schedule, especially for a minor illness or health issue. That's when SSM Health Express Virtual Care can help. Just complete a quick online form or jump on a video chat with an SSM Health provider and you'll receive a diagnosis and treatment plan right when you need it. That's healthcare that fits your schedule. Get started now at ssmhealth.com/virtualcare.
It's time to think warm thoughts and buy your tickets to the Mount Horeb Country Music Fair happening on July 26th at Grundahl Park, 11 a.m. to midnight. Three stages of nonstop music showcasing many Wisconsin artists such as Dan Lapine and Bree Morgan, plus national country music artists Ashes and Arrows, Hannah Dasher, Jake Hoot, Wayland, and more. Help raise money for the Mount Horeb Community Foundation and Madison Reading Project. Strike early and get your lower price tickets now at mhcmf.com. See y'all at the fair.
17th-ranked Wisconsin falling to Maryland 76-68 in Big Ten road action last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. John Tanjay had 23 points, but the Badgers shot just 37% from the field. They fell to 6-4 in Big Ten play and will travel to Northwestern on Saturday. The Wildcats lost to Rutgers last night 79-72. Badger women saw their 8-game losing streak come to an end, knocking off Michigan 82-75. Sarah Williams had 22 points in the win. Marquette women knocked off Xavier 67-38. The Golden Eagles have won 17 straight in that series. Longtime women's volleyball coaching legend John Cook announcing his retirement yesterday. Cook amassing 722 wins in Lincoln, 883 overall, including his 7 seasons at Wisconsin. He led the Huskers to a dozen appearances in the Final Four and 4 national titles. Lefty Wade Miley will not be returning to the Brewers. He signed a minor league deal with the Reds yesterday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
City I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Sunshine and warm today with a high in the mid-50s. A mostly cloudy sky tonight to low near 30, and more sun and in the mid-40s for tomorrow. Some clouds on Saturday, high upper 30s with some snow showers Saturday night. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath and Shower. 800-329-4115. Currently 29 degrees.
99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. Don't forget to text in those birthday wishes to Emily, 608-355-9970. Here is Steve Winwood, Roll With It on Max FM.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. They say it's your birthday. If you are celebrating or know someone that is, text us now, 608-355-9970. I'm going to start with the celebrity birthdays. Wait, breaking news. Our very own Max FM, Emily, it's your birthday today. Happy birthday to you.
Aw, thanks, Dave. I'm glad I made the celebrity list. That's awesome. We enjoy birthdays in our family. I like January 30th. This is a great day and made greater by the weather control man, Dave Grant, making it 55 degrees on January 30th in 2025. What a feat that is. Thank you so much for bringing me that nice weather. It's going to be a great day. So thank you for the wishes. Thank you for that cool song. I love that song. That's a great birthday song. That's like one of the originals. So thank you.
You bet.
Great day.
When I saw I could find that in our playlist, I'm like, yeah, breaking the rules once again. And I had to in this case, you know. And It's funny because I'll usually let you know what song we're going to be talking out of. And today I didn't do that. So I figured you knew I was up to something.
Yeah, I mean, I figured it's just too easy. You know, it's too easy. The door's wide open. Like, we're on the radio. Like, you got to mess with people on their birthdays or on their special days or on their whatever days. So, yep, it's and I appreciate it. I'll take it. I am curious about people and their, you know, birthday kind of how they feel about their own birthdays, right? Like, there's a group of people who are obnoxious about their birthdays like I am and tell everybody and, you know, want to celebrate and do the things and, you know, take some time for themselves and do. And then there's people who don't want anyone to know. And I don't know that it's about age either. I think it's more about being the center of attention, right? They just don't want they just don't want that fanfare around them. Me, of course, nothing's better. So it's just interesting to me. It just might have to do with personality type and, you know, extrovert, introvert, that kind of stuff. But
Right.
Either whatever way you are, even if you can take the moment just to be like, celebrate me, even if it's in your own head. It's a cool day. It's a cool way to celebrate yourself. So no matter what you do.
Make sure you check our text line, because I may or may not have mentioned in the past hour and 45 minutes to have people text in and wish you a happy birthday as well. So
I saw text coming in and I hadn't gone that far, because first I thought maybe this birthday was just for me. And then I was like, no.
Yep, they might be birthday wishes for you. So,
that's so nice.
So today is January 30th, and in addition to our very own celebrity Emily's birthday, Eliza Gonzalez is 35. She's Carlella in Welcome to Marwen and Madam M in Hobbs and Shaw. This one I had to mention because, and I'm going to mess the name up, Wilmer Fernando Lamas Valdemar is 45. We know him as Nick Torres from NCIS, but he will always be Fez on that 70s show. So anyone that didn't know that correlation, that one was mind-boggling. And I've been waiting to talk about that one. Fez went
to me, he'll always be Fez. Oh, I love that character. I just love that whole show. I love that show. I know they did a reboot, like 90s show. I've never seen it. Is it any good?
I have not watched the reboot, I'll be brutally honest with you. So I just, some shows you cannot reboot. Remember Knight Rider reboot? That was horrible. So
no, I didn't bother with that because the original was like my all-time favorite show. That's the reason that I like Cars, is because of that show. So I'm not going to watch a reboot of that. There's just no way. No. But the 90s and the 70s have very different things happening that could be, equally comedic if you have the right actors. So exactly. I think my kids have caught a few of the 90s show because they are curious about their parents, kind of generation. and I'm not sure. I think they said it was all right, but I don't know that they've ever seen the 70s show. And the actors in that show is what made it. I mean, that show is just so funny.
I love that show.
Well, all right, moving on down the birthday line here.
Yeah, let's see who else is celebrating.
Christian Bale. He shares a birthday with me. I love that guy. Yes. He's 51 today, though, and I'm not 51. So, Christian
not Bale, yet.
Older than me. Not for a while. He played Dick Cheney in Vice. And apparently, Dick Cheney also shares a birthday, which, whatever. There's a lot of awesome people that share January 30th birthdays, but Christian Bale's been in a lot of stuff. He is he's quite the actor. So I appreciate sharing a birthday with that guy. Let's see. Olivia Colman, 51, Queen Elizabeth on The Crown. That show is supposed to be really good. That's on one of my lists of shows to catch. She was also Queen Anne in that movie, The Favorite. Brett Butler is 67 today. He was in Grace Under Fire. Charles S. Dutton is 74. Dylan, the leader of Inmates in Alien 3. He was also the groundskeeper, Rudy, and the star of the 90s sitcom Rock.
Yeah, there's some great birthdays you celebrate with. Phil Collins is 74 years old. I mean, so many hits in the air tonight. Another Day in Paradise. I mean, there's just so many of them. And here's another one. Gene Hackman is 95 years old. So you're celebrating Gene Hackman. I mean, you have so many amazing people that you're celebrating your birthday with. This is pretty cool.
I know, this is a really good list. And there's no one that you're kind of like, no, there's not really anybody on this list that I see. Wow, he is Lex Luthor, though, Gene Hackman. They don't even say he played Lex Luthor. He is Lex Luthor in the Superman 2 from back in the day. He was also the blind man in Young Frankenstein. I can't believe he's 95. Ugh, his portrayal of Lex Luthor is honestly hands down. Like they said, he is Lex Luthor. He just emulated that wickedness and that evil so well. So yeah, there's some good ones on here. I really appreciate this list. I'll take it.
Most definitely. And we're happy that we get to celebrate with you today as well. So we'll talk a little bit more about that as the morning goes on. But again, if you want to text in a birthday wish to Emily today, please do. So 608-355-9970 to celebrate with us. So Emily, you're going to be back at 8:10.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, everybody, for the birthday wishes. It's much appreciated.
The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Coming up next, we're going to have our other celebrity step in, the one and only Ben Bromley. We're going to talk about Weekends Are Best, brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hungry for a delicious deal? Pizza Ranch in Baraboo has you covered. For just $20, grab a medium pizza, small cheesy ranch sticks, and our famous cactus bread. Or, if you're feeding a crowd, get two large pizzas for only $25. Your choice of single topping or specialty. It's a deal made for sharing. Don't forget, the Fun Zone is open too. Head to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo and make dinner easy and delicious tonight.
99.7 Max FM. Good morning, Ben, from the Baraboo Chamber of Commerce. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Dave. I feel like I'm crashing a birthday party.
I know. Isn't that kind of cool?
How about that? Happy birthday to Emily and everyone else on the list.
Yeah, it's quite a day of celebrity birthdays. That is for sure. You know, we got a nice day ahead of us today and some decent weather this weekend for all the happenings that are going on in the area.
Now, Dave, I have to warn you, brace yourself. As we talk about this weekend, we're moving from January into February. It's happening.
I know. This month has flown by. It's unbelievable. January's over with, and we're going to open up February this Saturday. I can't believe we're already talking about February, and that's going to cruise by because it's a short month. But we're talking some great weather on Sunday to start out the month of February. So unusual for Wisconsin.
Well, we'll take it. It's a tease, but that's okay. I don't mind being teased, but that's a whole separate program.
Right?
Moving on. Let's talk about the events.
So what's going on in the Baraboo area? Let's talk about it.
Well, all right, but we can't bid farewell to January just yet. We got a couple of events on Friday the 31st. A doubleheader of Jersey Boys. A Jersey Boys tribute is coming to Legacy Dinner Theater. They're going to have a matinee at 2:30 and an evening show at 7 p.m. So if you were into Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, this is going to be your jam. That'll take place at Legacy Dinner Theater. Two opportunities with two shows. Also, we like to mention some of the events at our fine public library. Of course, you and I can never get to them all. There are so many. But they're having a winter fest for tweens and teens on Friday afternoon after school from 3:30 until 5 p.m. So you can discover STEM meteorology careers and do some experiments. And, yeah, it's got a winter theme to it. So you can be educated as well as entertained.
Definitely check that out because there are so many smart individuals and you get a chance to talk about weather. I encourage you to go over and do that over at the Baraboo Public Library.
We got future Corey Hartman's.
Yes, we do. That is, you know, that's so, and as much as I love the weather, I wish they would have did this stuff when I was a kid because, you know, who knows what career path I might have taken.
Indeed. Now, we got one more thing Friday. We love to talk about our live music at our local watering holes. Dr. Dale Gladell is going to make his Kanamichi debut Friday night. He'll be performing from 7 till 9 p.m. at Kanamichi Craft Cocktail Bar downtown.
Get over there for that. That sounds like a nice event to see. And, oh, my goodness, this list for Saturday, February 1st, I'm going to say it now, February, there's a lot of things happening on Saturday.
You bet. Let's start with Love Fest. It's getting time as we flip the calendar to February. Time to think about Valentine's Day. Fellas, time to start shopping. And this is an opportunity to do just that. So this is taking place at the Foxfire Building downtown. Longtime locals will remember it as the Pletz Furniture Building. They're going to have an artisan market. Coffee from Frenchie Press. Johnny's Girl Boutique will be open with some sales and specials. They're encouraging everyone to dress up in Valentine's style, and there's going to be some jewelry on sale as well. So that's going to be a whole big event Saturday from 10 until 4 at the Foxfire Building. That's at 3rd and Broadway.
So the former Pletz Building, go over and see that. If you've not been into that new building, you need to go check it out. They have done amazing work in that building.
They certainly have.
You won't recognize it.
Nope, not at all. They've done nice work, and they've got big plans for that space.
I'm excited.
Another local favorite, Love Fest is a new event. Now, the Cocoa Crawl, of course, is an established favorite. That's going to take place Saturday downtown at various stops. That starts at 11. Goes until 2 p.m. You can get tickets at Becca Cates. Make the rounds. Have some hot cocoa and treat. This is sort of a family-friendly alternative to the wine walks and the brouhahas, the Cocoa Crawl.
I like it, and it's going to be perfect weather to get out and enjoy that. I'm telling you, definitely get out and enjoy the weather on Friday.
and a lot of live music to tell you about. Yeah, you bet. Well, you can enjoy the weather all weekend. You know,
I know, but Friday, you can get cocoa Saturday, and you Sunday. Just have a light coat on Saturday. I'm excited about that.
This would be that'd be a nice day to be out and about making the rounds. Mm-hmm. And we got some more live music to tell you about Saturday. Richardson Acoustic will perform at Broken Bottle Winery. That's Saturday afternoon from 1:30 until 4:30. And you know, as is so often the case, you could kind of make a day of it if you want. Roll right from there and head over to Balanced Rock Winery. You can hear Caleb Woods from 3 until 5:30. But wait, there's more. So the Cal Center in Reedsburg is one of our fine chamber members. They have an Alabama tribute called Roll On. They're going to be performing Saturday night, 7 p.m. at the Cal Center.
That's going to be a great time. So get on over and see that. 7 o'clock, Cal Center in Reedsburg.
And we got one item to talk about on Sunday. This is a charity event. They're going to have a meat raffle at Brothers on Oak Sunday. So this is an event with proceeds going to the MIA Recovery and Identification Project. And what they're going to do is they're going to have a fundraiser. They're going to open the doors at 11. They're going to start the raffles at noon. They're going to have a 50-50 raffle, a grand prize raffle. There's going to be a euchre tournament. So it's going to be a day of fun with a good cause in mind Sunday at Brothers on Oak.
And get on down to that, support a great cause. And, you know, it's that time of year, Ben, things are going to start to pick up, get a little bit busier as well. So
they certainly are. You know, Dave, I actually stumbled upon an event last night that maybe we should tell people about. It doesn't fall on the weekend. We usually talk about the weekends. But right? They're doing trivia on Wednesday nights at Tumbled Rock Brewery and Kitchen. And
ooh,
folks probably
nice.
Know that there was a fire at Tumbled Rock and they were closed mm-hmm. for a few weeks there. They are reopened, and Wednesday night trivia is back, 7 p.m. And they had a good crowd for that last night, so I think there's already a good loyal following, but I'm sure they'd welcome new followers as well.
Well, and then if you have not been over there, which I've not been over there, I hear there's more room in there. They did a little bit of other work in there after that, so they're reopened, more room, more space to enjoy. So get on over to Tumble
they're
Rock.
Back and better than ever.
Yeah, exactly. That's on my list of things to do. So,
well, try it next Wednesday, Dave, and we'll see if you know anything.
Yeah, we'll see. You never know. That is one of those that, you know.
Wendy says no, but, I don't know.
She's probably right, honestly. So I know that answer already, so she didn't have to direct text. Yeah. So, Ben, we always appreciate you being here. And also, you're going to be back on the air Friday night with us as well. We got more Baraboo Thunderbirds basketball coming up here.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, basketball fans, if you haven't been paying attention, the Thunderbird boys are having a fine season. They're going to be in action tomorrow night on these very same airwaves. The varsity tip will be, it'll be just a little after 7 p.m. So please, join John Gannell and I on the call for that one. The Thunderbirds have been on a roll of late, and we'll see how they do against Portage tomorrow night.
Yeah, looking forward to that. So tune in for that. And Ben, we always appreciate you stopping in and letting us know why weekends are best in Baraboo.
Thank you, Dave.
Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you next week. Weekends Are Best are brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hey, it's Trayton here. Ready to save big while treating the family to some pizza fun? At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, kids eat free every Monday through Wednesday. Yep, that's right. From 11 a.m. to close, one paying adult gets a free kids meal. Make this week memorable with a family night out. Bring the whole crew, grab some pizza, and let the kids enjoy a free meal. Only at Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Don't forget, the Fun Zone is open, too. Come on over, relax, and let Pete's Ranch take care of dinner. See you there.
Max FM. Well, it's over.